Quarter past eight, Mix 104.9, 100% NT. As we make our way into a long weekend, I'll tell you what, if you're up for a laugh tomorrow night, this is your guy. He moved to Australia at the age of 22 and co-wrote two Aussie feature films, The Crack and The Extra.
I like hot things. My father, he didn't like hot things. He'd make a cup of tea, not too hot, because he had false teeth, uppers and bottoms, and sometimes he wouldn't know how hot the tea was until it hit the back of the throat, and then that could be too late then. I've seen both sets of teeth come out.
He's released seven DVDs and three CDs, and he's in the top end this weekend. Welcome, Jamoan. Hey, Jamoan.
Hello.
Morning.
It's like my little Irish music in the background there.
Yes, that did. I'm trying to sound like I'm really awake.
Morning.
You got in on the red eye.
Yes.
Oh, isn't it a terrible flight?
Yeah. You know that thing you do when you're in bed in the morning and people phone you up and you have to try and pretend that you're like up.
Is that what's happening right now?
Yeah. I'm doing that right now.
Normally coffee works for us.
Yeah, no, I've been up for ages, no.
You normally tell by the voice, so it sounds a bit morning.
Yeah, you have to try and give it that extra. Yeah. Or when you're on the toilet and you answer the phone, and then you have to try and pretend you're in a meeting.
Yeah, but it always sounds hollow, doesn't
and
it?
And they go, it's a bit echoey in there.
Yeah, that's right.
You're not on the toilet, are you? No.
Everyone knows you're on the toilet. Welcome back to Darwin. We appreciate you getting the red eye and making it here for your show tomorrow night. We were actually talking to the boss a little bit earlier, and he was here, oh goodness, roughly about 15 years ago, and he said, oh, I remember partying with Jim Owen.
The boss did?
Yeah, the boss. At Throb.
A Throb. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember your time back then?
I did. I went to Mardi Gras.
Yeah, it was a gay nightclub in Smith Street?
Kavanagh.
Kavanagh.
Smith Street, no, you're right.
No, I haven't been there yet.
No, we had such a good night in Throb. It was Mardi Gras. And we've been out fishing.
You do love your fishing.
Yeah.
Obviously, another reason why you love coming to the top end. Do you get to go out fishing very often when you come?
Yeah, well, it's a bit of a front. It's like Brokeback Mountain. And then we're off to Throb.
After fishing.
That's why he thinks we're all fishing. But, it's Brokeback Mountain. Carry on going on there. I do, yeah. I've spent a lot of time in this part of the world, the TV Islands. Barra Base. I don't know if it still exists. That was my introduction. And, I came here years ago, and I went out to Kakadu on one of those trips with a lot of whinging backpackers looking at, in a bus.
Did they think you were a backpacker as well?
I was a backpacker. This is my first trip to Darwin, and I remember seeing two crusty guys in a tinny going up one of those rivers, and I go, that's really where I want to be. I don't want to be on this bus full of these whinging bombs. I want to be in a little tinny.
What were they whinging about? How hot it is?
Oh, I don't know. It was hard to find out what time Neighbours was on. It was too far ahead. Neighbours was too far ahead future.
You are quite outdoorsy, which is pretty exciting to see what you've got planned for your TV show, Waltzing Jim Owen. It starts August 29. You did the east coast of Australia. You didn't do it luxury. You went camping along the way. How was that?
Yeah, it was good. Well, I've had a gut full of hotels, and then with the quarantine and, all that stuff, hotel quarantine, I just thought I'm not going to stay in a hotel ever again.
So you don't mind roughing it?
No, it's warm. I like that feeling of
the great outdoors.
Pulling a zip and it's the sky.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah. I think that's, I think you've got it right with the hotel quarantine up here, but I think everyone should be in a swag until the pandemic.
Well, Andrew's about to be. He's doing, for the first time ever, what we call the variety bash. It's where you get a beat-up old car and hope that it makes it from Noonamar Tavern here in Darwin to Nullumboy. Have you ever done this?
How far is that?
It's about 1,000 k's.
Yeah, right. But corrugated road.
I don't think you can
get above 60 kilometres an hour. But he has not been camping.
Right.
For 30 years.
Can you give him a few tips on what he's ready to expect? I mean, you've been camping yourself. Should he be worried?
Well, there's buildings with toilets, There's buildings.
Well, I hope there is.
No, I don't think there is in Nullumboy.
Take a shovel.
Yeah, I've been told to take a hand shovel.
Yeah.
It's not if you need number ones, just behind a tree is fine, right?
Not that, that is camping if there's no toilets and there's no...
Well, that's it.
No shower.
Pretty much
the river. This is a beautiful part of the world. You can sort of go for a swim in a...
No.
Dream. You can't, mate. No. There's crocs around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you forgot about those.
He really is half asleep if he's telling us to get in the river. Jim Owen is performing tomorrow night at the Darwin Entertainment Centre. And if you want to call through 8941 1049, we've actually got a couple of double passes to see him. And he promises to be a little bit more awake tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. The show's called Waltzing Jim Owen. Do you know what Waltzing Matilda, you know the guy's name, Waltzing Matilda?
Yeah.
Andy. Andy watched...
Andy waited for his billy to ball.
That's so good. I thought it was funny.
Can we take a couple of calls now?
Yeah, why not?
Let's do it.
All right. Yeah.
Hi, Mix 104.9. You're live on the air. Say hello to Jim Owen.
I owe people money in Darwin.
Hello, Jim Owen. How are you?
Yeah, I swear to God, I'll get that money to you as soon as I can.
We haven't even... What's your name?
Sandy.
We're going to get you along to tomorrow night's show, okay? Hold there.
Hold there. And one more. Hello, Mix 104.9. Say good day to Jamon.
Hey, Jamon. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good. You? Who's this?
Good old mate. What's happening?
Yeah, well, I'm doing publicity for my show tomorrow night. What are you up to?
Oh, that's good.
That's good to hear.
Give me a gig to get along or what?
Yeah, we will.
Who do we have there?
Shit up.
What's your name?
That's put that one on hold.
Mr. Hot. Yeah. Mr. S. Hot.
We will get you a double pass. Just hold on there for us. Jim Owen, thank you so much for getting up nice and early. We're going to let you go home and rest, and we'll see you at the Darwin Entertainment Centre tomorrow night.
Thank you, Andrew.
Cheers, babe. Bye.